Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing well. If we're going to fix a lot of the problems that we're seeing in our community, if we're going to fix some of the crime that we see going on, we got to make sure that our children get that basic high school education and have opportunities after that. So I was very excited to hear that they are doing some amazing work down in Chattahoochee County for this National Student Attendance Awareness Month. That's what it's called. And I have my good friend on the line with me right now, and she's going to talk with me about that a little bit. Mrs. Gwynetta Sullivan Echols, how you doing today, ma'am?
I am blessed and highly favored. So happy to be able to speak with you, too.
And yes, you are. I can attest to that myself, because you always have this amazing spirit. Every time I talk to you, it just, well, even if it's on the phone, it just glows through the phone. You seem to be a lady of no worries. So anybody like that must be highly favored and truly covered in God's blessings. And so it shows through. So I'm so happy for you. But let's talk about what you guys are doing down there to bring awareness on this National Student Attendance Awareness Month. Talk to us about what's happening in Chattahoochee County.
Okay. Well, as you said, this is a national observance. And for the third year, Chattahoochee County School District has joined the nationwide effort to celebrate attendance awareness campaign in the month of September. And as you know, this year, the number of students who have been absent or missed out on a significant amount of learning is really alarming and what we call unprecedented. So this is just a wonderful time for us to raise the bar on awareness of good student attendance. Well, believe it or not, we are going to be doing many things in Chattahoochee County, but we're not doing those things alone. We are happy to be joined not only by our school board, but our county commissioners, our wraparound partners, and even our faith-based community. One of the things that we're going to be doing and kicking off next week is putting out wonderful yard signs. And those yard signs says rebound attendance, and that's exactly what we are trying to do, because as I said earlier, there have been a lot of missed days. And we can't go back and recoup that, but you know what? We can make a difference by going forward. And we're just so happy to have our parents involved. I mean, they're on board. They're tweeting. They're sending social media saying, come on to school. If you can't come in person, you know, you can do it virtually. Also, we have our students who are involved. They are producing PSAs, media blitz, just all kinds of things to raise that awareness. So we are truly excited to raise the bar about student attendance, because as you know, there's a Georgia law that you still have to come to school. However, not only in the building, but also virtually. So our school offers that opportunity for all of our kids, and our elementary school is really rocking the bar. Ms. Hurd, who's the principal down there, she is going to be kicking off a lot of mid-9-week activities, so that we won't have to wait until the end of the 9 weeks to recognize students who've done well and come to school and checked in virtually on the computers every day,
right,
to recognize them. Even Judge McBride, and you know he's a good friend of all of us, he's coming down next week to do a presentation. And a lot of our students are designing what we call art posters. They are going to depict information about what it means to them about coming to school, and Judge is going to reward them with their participation and also some special gifts. So I'll tell you, we got it going on down there.
You guys definitely have a lot going on, and you certainly have some amazing partners. Judge McBride, you know, kudos to him. He's always fighting for our young folks, fighting for our youth, trying to make things easier for them and trying to make sure that they have that opportunity to be successful. It's good to hear that the county commissioners are working hard on that down there. I know my good friend Damon Hoyt is engaged and really involved down there, and I love that brother to death. He is so amazing with everything that he is doing. And you know, there's community support that you have down there. You know, another good friend of mine, Minister Linda White, she recently lost her son, but she is so engaged in the community down there. She loves Chattahoochee County. She loves Casita, Georgia, and she just want the best for the children down there. And you know, Miss Echols, this is how we begin to turn the tides on things is when everybody on all levels, all aspects are engaged and working mm-hmm. together. Like, you know, they say when we row at the same time, we can actually get somewhere in the boat, you know. So you guys certainly sound like you are rowing together in celebration and recognition of this National Student Attendance Awareness Month. And to the parents that are listening down there in Chattahoochee County, I know you guys are listening, because when I come down there and sneak in down there, I talk to some of you, and you tell me, I listen to you every Sunday. I want to make sure you support this. Make sure we're getting our children out to school. Make sure that they are pursuing that education, because in today's times, we need that education. Our children need that education for their future success. What they do right now will set the foundation on where they will go and who they can become later on in life. It is so critical. Oftentimes, they don't see it at this point, because I know I was once in high school, Ms. Echo, so I didn't see it then either. But when you look back on in hindsight, when you reflect back on life, you do realize that mm-hmm. this was a very important moment there. And so, Ms. Echols, thank you for coming on and sharing this information with us. We will make sure that all of our folks down there in Chattahoochee County know what's going on and make sure that we are rebounding on attendance. I love that. I may just drive through just to see some signs. May take a picture with one of them, because that is so awesome.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it.
All right. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And you're welcome on anytime. If you guys have something going on down there we need to discuss, just give me a call, okay?
All right. Take care. Be blessed.
Yes, ma'am. You too. All right, my people down in Chattahoochee County, you heard Miss Gwynetta Sullivan Echols and all of our leaders down there, the superintendent, the school board, all the great people that are doing amazing work down there for our children in the Chattahoochee County School District. We see you, we support you, we love you, and we're going to be here fighting with you. And we want our young folks that are listening to this as well to know that you have folks that want you to succeed. You have folks that are going to be there to help you navigate the hard waters ahead. You have folks that are going to be praying for you, that are going to support you, that are going to be behind you 100%. They just ask one simple thing, that you give it all that you can. Let us lift the heavy stuff, and you do your work in school. You show up in school. You do what you're supposed to do as far as grades wise, and you go with it. Let's normalize making A's and let that be the cool people. How about that? How about we do that? And so, you know, somewhat on the same topic, we're going to transition here a little bit, but I have another great friend with me. This guy here is all over the place. I mean, you know, he's been on here before because he's such a great friend and just such an informative individual. I mean, you know, he's preaching over in Talbot County and working the streets in the community here in Columbus and educate students over in Phoenix City. But now today we're going to talk about his work on a local nonprofit board and an event that they have coming up that I'll actually be participating in. I'm helping to host the event, and I'm super excited about that. My friend, Dr. Jake Golden. Jake, you there, my friend?
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you doing, brother?
Jake, I am wonderful. Before I go any further, of course, I got to ask you how Mama Golden doing, man. You know, that's my mama here in Columbus, brother. How's she doing?
Oh, man, she is abundantly blessed, man. I think she's getting out, man. I mean, she's not still staying safe, keeping her social distance, man. I called her, and she went to go get her hair done. And sister girl's over there on Warm Springs Road, as y'all know. My girl Shante and the girls always keep mama looking good. So she's just having a good time, man, staying healthy, her and Pop. I think all is well, my brother.
Awesome. Well, I certainly hate that I don't get to see her every Sunday at church like I normally would, you know, but hopefully when we get past this COVID thing, we can get back into the walls of God's house and begin to fellowship again and embrace those that have supported us and loved on us and prayed for us. People like your mother that is holding the line for many of us and we don't even know it. You know, and so we just have to appreciate that. You know, Jake, I've said this many times before, and I'm going to say it again before we jump into our conversation. And this even applies to the guests I had on before you, Miss Echols. and people like your mom, Black women, they have been the foundation of our community and our culture for so long, and they have not been properly recognized or acknowledged for what they have done for us and for our people. Even when the brothers, even when the men had to go out and work those hard back-busting jobs just to make enough money to pay the bills, the mothers were there taking care of the kids, keeping the house straight, preparing meals, keeping everything together. And that right there is more than a full-time job itself. And now you have even some others today that have to do that and work too, you know, as a single mother. So, you know, Black women are just phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal. I even look at my wife, you know, she see 20 to 22 patients a day, come home, still make time to read books with Catherine and, you know, take care of her family and everything else. It's just, they just possess this ability, this superpower that a lot of folks really don't even see. They can't see it. You have to be a part of the environment to really know it. And I guess that's the foundation of that Black girl magic, huh?
Absolutely, brother. I mean, you said you hit it on the head, man. I mean, where would we be without the strength of the Black African American woman today, man? It's just an honor, man. I'm honored and blessed, man, to had a strong mother in my life and a strong father. But I'm telling you, they've been towing the line for such a long time, man, and continue to support us, continue to move us forward. I'm just excited. Especially with that vice president coming in, man. I mean, just the moves of women right now in the community, even right here in our own community, man. We have Sister Tucker, and then we have the Black Panther Purchase. You know, we have women right here in our community, man, that's just really, really standing strong, man, and helping and really helping us move right along.
Absolutely, and that's a good segue for us, because every strong woman was once a little girl. And we are here today to talk about an event that's going to be hosted by Turnaround Columbus. And I know you're on the Turnaround Columbus board, and you know all the great work that you guys are doing with the Liberty Farm over there behind Marshall Middle School, Mr. Renzel Buckner and Teresa Mayo and Miss Mary Rogers and so many other phenomenal people, and of course Miss Kitty Buckner and all the work that you guys are doing. And so Turnaround Columbus is hosting a daddy-daughter dance to help raise money for the organization and the garden and some other events that's going on. Talk with us about that daddy-daughter dance. Give us the details.
From my understanding, what you're doing is we're raising money for the George Washington Carver Victory Garden and Farm. That's where the proceeds are going to. They're looking for giving yet another opportunity for men to show love for their daughters, man. You and I both, girl dads, man, and we know the importance of having that male figure, that male love. We're really in a season right now, man, where men, we're not only the men that can, you know, do the blue collar work, you know, we're men of a professional men, and we can still come in and be involved in our daughters' lives, man. As far as, you know, the caretaking and then the nurturing and the loving of it. So this event just gives us another chance to get together with a host of other dads and come together and celebrate our little ladies, man, and just really give them their flowers right now, man, you know, and this helps build their self-esteem, helps build who they are as women, man, just to know that, you know, that to keep that positivity into them and let them know that they are beautiful, they are smart, they are creative. And then just to have that fatherly love. And then it gives a chance for us brothers, man, who have, you know, little girls, man, to come together and just say, hey, you know, we can, you know, pass on this set of trade to each other, man, and just really embrace every dad that's really trying to stand up in their children's lives.
Absolutely. And I tell you, it's truly an honor to partner with a guy like yourself and Brother Anthony Smith and help host this event and invite other brothers out to bring their daughters and say, let's have a good, safe time. COVID restrictions will be in place. You know, you will have to wear your mask. It's going to be hosted at Green Island Hills on Country Club on September the 18th at 7 p.m. And all the information that anyone needs to know about it is right there on the Turnaround Columbus website. And they can also find information about that on Facebook. And if you can't find that, if you don't know how to reach myself, Jake Golden, or Anthony Smith, just call up here to the radio station and you can get redirected to one of us. And we'll make sure you have the information that you need, because we want to make sure that brothers are there strong with their daughters. This is going to be a statement night here in Columbus, Georgia. And not only that, but we're raising money for an amazing organization that has proven time after time after time that all the work they do is 100% in the interest, best interest of our community, our young folks, and making Columbus, Georgia better. And God knows right now we are at a point, Jake, where we need some intervention here in Columbus. Of course, you are thoroughly aware.
It's another opportunity, like I said, for us to get together and to help our community at this time, man. I mean, I think where are we right now, brother, in the number of homicides, things like 50?
Yes, Jake, you are absolutely right. Unfortunately, we have hit our 50th homicide for the year here in Columbus. And if you look at the trends, we have been trending up in more and more murders each year. This is not a 2021 problem. This is a problem that has been persisting now for at least half a decade, if not longer. We have seen the neglect in our community, where we're closing down community resources, where we're not seeing communities and neighborhoods upkept like they should. You know, lights or street lights being left out, and abandoned homes not being addressed with the codes that we do have to enforce those. We're just seeing so many things that are culminating to get to the point to where many of our communities are out of hand. When our seniors can't sit on their front porch and watch the sun go down and the home that they work all their life to pay off, and now they're in the glory days of their retirement, that's a problem. That's a problem for me, Jake. Right. When a 12-year-old kid cannot go to a restaurant and come home safely with his parents and get shot in the back seat of their car, that's a problem for me, Jake. That's a problem. And there's too much silence around here. And not one thing is going to fix it. Not one person can fix it. It's going to take a collaborative effort of community leaders and engagement and initiatives to get us back to where we need to be. But we got to have that honest conversation about it, because we do have problems. And that's why events like this are so important. Because one thing that is so critical is letting our young folks know that there are people out there that love them. People out there that want them to be successful. And Jake, it seems like they're missing that message.
That's right. I mean, and I think that, you know, events like this, man, and people, us coming together, everyone doing their little part. And I think it's everybody did something. Everybody, I'm a believer of doing something. And we go out and we show these young people how much they're valued, how much they matter. I know that this is National Suicide Prevention Week as well in school, and we want to let the kids know that they're worthy. And that's what events like this do. I want, every time I get an opportunity, to let Kayla Simone know that I love her, and that she's beautiful, that she's smart. I do that every time. Events like this, I know we've had daddy-daughter dances down through the support you they had when she had it down at the trade center, and you and I, we frequent those events. Every time we get a chance to speak positively into young people's lives, our own daughters' lives, and we start to, you know, spread positivity and spread love, I think that is exactly what, you know, our young people need to hear and our young people need to do. So events like this are definitely in the need. And then also, look, we're going and doing something right there at George Washington Carver, you know, with the Victory Garden and with the farm, you know, the gardening, the agriculture. I love it now when we're looking at Facebook and I'm seeing all my brothers, you know, J-Bo and Coach T-Flo, they're all growing their own produce and they're showing how they're doing it right there on Facebook. And things like that, man, helps you not only, you know, it teaches us something, it teaches us some discipline, but it also adds to the beautification and then the mindset of our community, man. I think that events like this and supporting things like this exactly going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I tell you, when Deborah Terrell them get back together and do their daddy daughter dance, and Kirsten King does her mother son dance, and all the other events, we're going to be there to support them too, because we honestly don't do enough. You know, we need to do more. And hats off and much love to those people that are out there working in the community, making it happen, and not worried about what the naysayers got to say. There's so, folks right. get on my nerves. Sit back always trying That's to be right. judgmental of what somebody else doing, and they haven't lifted a finger to do a thing themselves. You don't have the leverage to talk about nobody. When you actually get Come out on. There and do something and stop being a bully on social media behind that keyboard, then maybe we'll see a difference in the community. I have no patience and no tolerance, Jake, for anybody who's only going to sit back and try to be judgmental or hypocritical or hypercritical of what someone else has going on or what they're trying to do in the community. It ain't going to work. And that out it is. Well, what are you doing? It's that same attitude, the reason we're in the problem we're in today. If you don't have That's anything right. positive to say, if you're not promoting your own event, trying to do something positive in the community, then just be quiet. You know, you got people like Shauna Love out there with Boys to Men and her group. They're doing great things. You got, you know, Riley still over there at Overflow. They're still doing great things yeah. at Overflow Ministries right there inside, teaching kids how to be business-minded individuals. There's so many folks doing positive things here in this community, and we need more. So shouts out to everybody that's out there in the streets trying to make a difference. Cover your ears to what the naysayers got to say. They're not going to help you. They're not funding you. They're not doing anything to promote you. So don't even be moved by anything anybody's got to say. If you haven't noticed, I don't care what folks say. I'm going to do what I feel God has called me to do. I'm going to move in the direction in which I need to move. I don't need nobody's permission.
Let me give a word of encouragement right there too, Brother Reese, to my boy. Brother, young brother, man, came up under me named the Lime of Lightning, and everybody know about the thing that happened over in Tarver Park with an innocent young lady got shot. And I'm talking to the guy that's the organizer. Just want to encourage him, man. And I know the listeners are listening. Listen, don't get fooled by what the media says. When this guy, he moved on. Yeah, when we were young, we always went through our things. But this man has went, opened businesses, and did things outside. But he comes right back to the community every single year and try to bring a unity event. But then we had some unfortunate things that happened. I just want to serve some encouragement for him to tell him to keep his head up, man. His heart is broken, just like a lot of ours is for what happened. But the intent and the idea behind the event, man, was novel. Just trying to bring community together, man. There were more like the people that we need to affect, a lot of them went to that event. You know what I mean? That's when all these people that's running around here, running their mouths, want to give out your pamphlet, going out there to the Carver Park again and help and help security, help police, and help bring a positive vibe to it. So I just want to serve, put out a word of encouragement to that brother, man, the Lion of Lightning, because his intent for what he had going on was just like his dad is doing, just like what we're trying to do here. He was trying to do something positive in his own life. So shout out to him.
Absolutely. Because, you know, Jake, at the end of the day, we all, especially young leaders like yourself and me and other individuals out there making a difference in the community, we stand on the shoulders of those giants who paved the way for us. When we were in grade school, elementary school, high school, trying to make it through college, there were leaders in the community making a way for us. Now it's time for us to pick up that mantle. It's time for us to carry our community for the sake of our young folks. And we got to do it. We can no longer sit on the bench. You got to get up. Michael Jordan never hit a winning shot from the bench. You can't do it sitting on the bench. Get in the game. You want to run for office? Run for office. You may have some ideas that can help change this community. Don't let nobody frighten you out of that. You want to organize your neighborhood? Organize your neighborhood. Don't let nobody frighten you from doing that. You go ahead and do what you got to do, because nobody's going to come save you. Superman is not going to swoop down and come and save Columbus, Georgia. Superheroes, super moms, super dads, super aunties, super uncles, super cousins, super grandparents. Those are the ones who are going to have to save our community. When we get tired of it, it'll stop. But until we get tired of it, it's going to continue. And from the way my phone has been blowed up, I know that this community is tired of it. Brother Jake, I appreciate you for taking the time out on this Sunday to join us. I just want to make sure we recap the event, the daughter, daddy-daughter dance that is coming up to support Turnaround Columbus and the George Washington Carver Victory Gardens over behind Marshall Middle School, where Mr. Runzel Buckner and Turnaround Columbus and great people like you, Jake, who serve on that board, you guys are doing an amazing thing. It's this coming September the 18th. It's at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can search the event on Eventbrite, the daddy-daughter dance in Columbus, Georgia, hosted by Turnaround Columbus. You can reach out to Mr. Buckner himself over at Skipper Seafood. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Jake, or you can call up here to the station and be routed to us. We want the brothers to show up with their daughters. There will be a souvenir booklet. There's an opportunity for you to put a little special message in that booklet for your daughter. A momentum that when she, especially if you have a little five-year-old daughter like myself, when she becomes that teenager and is dealing with life stress, dealing with the stress of peer pressure and everything else, she'll be able to go back and look at that book and realize that her dad has been there with her every step of the way. We're going to have a good time, Jake. We're going to have a magnificent time. And I'll give you the last word, brother, before we get ready to close out.
Brother, I'm just always, as always, a Luis fan. I love you. I love what you're doing. I love your spirit. I love your energy. I love your boldness. I appreciate you more than you know. Your inspiration to me personally, more than you can ever imagine, man. I've never met a guy who have to call you every day. I can talk to you once a year, brother. But every time we talk, it's always high energy. It's always positive. And I thank you for that, man. I want to just encourage all the dads, man, to get involved. This is, like I said, it's our Pound Girl Dad Love. Pound Girl Dad Love. That's for the summer soiree. That is what this event is. It's a daddy daughter dance. Listen, you guys, come. Have a good time. Fellowship with us. The tickets are $35 per person. Listen, come. Listen, if there's little girls, man, that may not have dads, reach out to us. We have sponsors, people that can really see, really make sure that the girls get what they have to get, man. So I don't want to go long, man. I just want to tell you that I truly believe in this daddy's love, man, the daddy's girl thing. You can, you know, check out my books on Amazon, man. I've written, you know, My Daddy Did My Hair, a daughter about, it's a really a conversational piece about a father who was absent in their daughter's lives, man. So we can still be absent and present at the same time, man. You got to read the book. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. So once again, Brother Reese, man, I always enjoy this, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for always having me.
Much love to you too, brother. I love you, man. And thank you for standing strong in our community. Thank you for willing to be that voice, especially when we need one the most. And Jake, you are just beginning, brother. This is nowhere near your peak. This is just the beginning. That you have a voice that we need here in Columbus, Georgia. You have that stability. You have that stable hand. You have that wisdom, and you are full of reasonableness. And that's the type of person we need in leadership. I'm gonna be looking for you soon, brother. And I pray that one day I get to check the box by your name in the ballot box. So I want to thank you again for being here, and just know you can always reach out to me, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. As you heard there, we are having the National Student Attendance Awareness Month celebrations going on right now in Chattahoochee County and other school districts around the country. And also the girl daddy-daughter dance, hashtag Girl Dad, is the event hosted by Turnaround Columbus on September the 18th. You can get all the information on Eventbrite. You can call Mr. Buckner over at Skippers and get the information on it. We want the brothers to be there with their daughters. This is going to be an amazing event. COVID restrictions will be in place. A mask will be required, especially while you're dancing, while you're eating or drinking. And of course, you know, you can't eat through a mask. So it's like anywhere else that you go, if at a restaurant or anywhere else, you know, you take it off for that brief moment. But we want this to be an awesome event. Most importantly, we want to shower our daughters, our girls, the future girls of Columbus, the future mothers of Columbus, the future female leaders of Columbus. We want to go ahead and start showing them that love. And it starts with us, and it starts with this event. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much for listening. If anyone was offended by my passion, I apologize, but you guys know how I get. I can't help but to tell the truth, and the truth will set us all free. So thank you again for listening. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Take care.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.